exist within the continuum of all sentient beings.
Just so you're about to hear all five examples of non-valid cognition in one, but the answer is, I think, no, but maybe the potential does.
Yeah, that's for sure, right? The potential we all have. But do we have that?
No.
Who said yes, we do? Mola Yoresa. Whatever you answer.
My answer was yes, because it in the future,
yes.
It exists conventionally. In the present, it exists ultimately.
Okay, that's why you say yes, huh?
Future is not certain, right? Because it's mistaken. Future is not certain, right? So how can you say future? You can have future.
There
can be life.
Yeah, possible.
There is no question about the time, the past, present, or future. Whether it exists within the continuum of all sentient beings or not. Does it exist or not? Does it exist in your mind? Do you have in your mind?
At this moment, no.
Do you have in your mind? Mind.
What do you think?
It means mind.
No.
Yeah, yogi valid cognition does not exist within continuum of all sentient beings. It has to be generated by, through practice and meditation. So therefore, it doesn't exist in all sentient beings' mind. Okay, second question. What are the examples of the three inferential cognitions? Inferential cognitions. So what did you say? Exactly as we So you just said the power of the power. Yeah, that's what Geshe Lai is doing.
I think some missing. Some part missing.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's okay. 다 데레스다 공을라와 나지 챘는다 근데 무토제 바타비지 바 이지제 바스 제 바스 미샤고 레스
So yeah, those are the three inferential cognitions, like you said. Nibbandara. So the third question. Yeah, that's right. It's like, give the example. not wrong answer. Not wrong answer, but not maybe full answer.
Good answer, but a little messy. Okay, go ahead.
Power of fact, that's known as the bug.
Because? No, you have to give the reason. Because?
Because it's a computer that way.
Okay.
An question embedded in the answer.
So that has to be, you know, you cannot prove it logically, but you have to accept because it is said in the scripture. So that's the reason.
But according to, what's this text that we're...
Of course, you know, like, you know, that part, you know, if you through generosity, you know, that grows the world, it's not extremely obscured phenomena. So yeah, of course, you know, you can realize that you became rich because you gave away. You know, you practice generosity. You can understand that. But then when did you give? How did you give? What did you give? You know. All these things are extremely obscure. So these things, these kind of details can be only cognized by Buddha. Okay, next. What's the definition of the valid direct perceiver?
Okay,
definition of valid inferential cognizer.
Sherry.
Yeah, that's it, whatever he said.
Yeah,
okay, we'll stop.